Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop, we've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
All right, we have to spend at least a couple minutes on this. John, set this up for people.
Yeah, Monday night there was an issue with Draymond Green, and he had an issue with the fan that was sitting courtside or near courtside. And as the game was beginning, and I think this was in the second quarter, Draymond Green had a number of times where he missed a couple of bunnies, got rebounds, missed again, got a rebound. And so the fan started calling him Angel Reese.
Queen of the Me-bounds.
Uh-huh. And Draymond did not like being called Angel Reese. Decided that he was going to go and confront this fan face-to-face and had a few choice words to tell to him as it's being reported. But he was asked after the game what was the issue with the fan, and this is what Draymond Green had to say. So,
call me a woman.
He called me a woman. So the question I have is, this seems a little bit on the sensitive side.
You don't say.
Have athletes gotten too sensitive to what fans may be saying or chanting at games? Are athletes today just so sensitive that they are going to address nearly anything that's said about them courtside?
Because, one, this is hilarious.
Oh, yeah.
It's hilarious. He didn't call you a woman. He called you Angel Reese because you're shooting 39% from the floor and you're a player who plays around the rim.
And you're stacking rebounds.
Yeah, just going bounce off the rim, rebound, rebound, rebound. It's hilarious.
So do you think...
Yeah, he specifically is, yes.
Yeah. Well, he's got three kids? One on the way? Four kids, one on the way.
Four kids, one on the way. He'll be in the John Jansen Club.
Yes, yeah. He's got a starting five.
Are athletes in general too sensitive? Well, I think it's hard when you're inundated with social media now, too. Like, they can pretend they don't listen on the radio or they didn't see the clip on Instagram. They're on their phone like any other human being. They see stuff.
Yeah, and they're looking at stuff, and everybody wants to know. Like, when you have a good game, all right, everybody likes a little pat on the back. Oh, what are they saying? Oh, okay, that's nice. And when you have a bad game, you want to try and avoid it. But if you just open up the app, then everything always loads is, you know, right there on your feed. And you see, you know, bench Jared Goff and play Kyle Allen.
Real phone call we took this week.
it's bizarre.
From Jamar and Westland.
No. And so I do have a question to our listeners. Are athletes now, do they seem to be more sensitive or are fans more vocal because of, and some of it's the cost of going to games, it's the cost of doing business, and being a fan of any athlete or team is more expensive, and you kind of feel like you have the right to say whatever the hell you want.
There's a clear line that you shouldn't cross, and you can't cross, they'll kick you out.
Right, and the line is different for everyone. Your line is much further down the road than mine.
Yeah, I would think you can boo opposing fans of all ages.
But we're not talking about booing fans. We're talking about athletes. I have been booed for years.
Yeah, and booing's cool.
Yeah,
and I think I had no issue with it. A well-crafted chant, or in this case, funny comparison.
Right.
Like, good on you, man. That's hilarious.
Yeah, it's kind of... I put this in the witty category.
Yeah. And I want to be clear. Like, he didn't call him a woman. He called him a woman who can't shoot at the rim.
Right.
If he had compared him to Caitlin Clark, that actually might be a compliment. She's a much better shooter than Draymond Green is.
Yeah.
Yeah, I question whether Draymond knew exactly what the taunting was. Meaning, it's Angel Reese specific.
Yeah.
And because of what she does in terms of shooting and getting the
putbacks.
Not actually.
You don't think he connected all the dots?
I don't think he did. I honestly don't.
He just thought he was calling him a woman.
Yeah.
That's what he said. Yeah.
That's what he said. Let's get to. Oh, boy. You just look down who's on hold.
Oh, boy. This will be good.
Hello, caller.
Hi. Good morning. How are you, fellas?
It's Dean in Milford. Dean, how are you?
I'm well. Athletes are self-absorbed, arrogant, just... And this isn't at you, John, so don't take it as a jab. We're talking about modern athletes. They're self-absorbed, arrogant, cocky, just over-the-edge importance, and the reality of it is... They believe that they're worth more than what they are, and you're not important. You don't have any special insight. Nobody cares about what you think. You're an athlete. Shut your mouth, play your sport, and go home.
Do you think this is a little bit more sports-specific, or maybe it's just the situation because NBA fans are closer and have the ability to interact a little bit more, or do you think it's all modern athletes?
NBA is easily the worst. Easily the worst, and then I'd say followed by Major League Baseball because of the closeness that's available in those two sports and how easily they get to them. But yeah, the NBA is full of, quite frankly, the largest pansies, prima donnas, pieces of garbage in all of sports. Can't stand them. NBA is the worst sport in the world. Easily. Look at Draymond Green. He's complaining because statistically you're a pile of garbage and someone found a nice way to tell you you're a pile of garbage, but you're still going to have some type of whining. I can't. Draymond Green, LeBron, I could do this all day long. They're absolute trash. The NBA is the worst thing in the world.
Dean, you didn't disappoint, buddy.
Yeah, thanks, man. Have a great day.
Have a great day, guys.
Thanks, Dean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.